Just enjoyed a treat. Got done working out not too long ago. It's off the record, everybody. And I need to keep this one kind of short just because I know what I'm going to say is going to change in a matter of hours. That's just how things are going. As has been the case these past 2.5 weeks, tune in to Friday for Election Groundhog Day part, I think, 6 now. I'm losing count now. And the phrase that the working title for that one, I call it Constitutional Crisis. So far, entering Wednesday, it's still standing true. But what I want to address in this one is about the court cases. There's a lot of misinformation on the behalf of the mainstream media. It was just a propaganda piece out there for leftism. They have not been telling you, which is why I've been doing these episodes daily, so you are aware of what is going on. So when something that's coming down the pipeline happens, it's not entirely surprising to you, because you need to know. You need to know what you're not being told. And what you're not being told is, well, the truth. The truth is what matters. What you hear in the media, let me just take this example. How many of you know about this weird monolith that appeared in some desert canyon in Utah? Yeah, you probably know about that. You probably know that three appeared. One of them in California that someone took down and put a cross up there to replace it. You probably know more about that than what's actually been going on. And maybe what you have heard about these court cases is that Trump's lost 40 plus cases and counting. You know how many court cases Trump's team has actually brought? 3. So who the heck are all these other cases? All of the cases are different groups suing for different reasons. So no, Trump has not lost 40 plus cases. And honestly, those cases aren't even lost. They're in appeal and whatever, because judges are doing this. I'm not going to touch that. That's exactly what's happening. And then there's, of course, judges saying, there's nothing here. Of course not. You're an Obama appointee or a deep state pick by some Republican establishment like George W. Bush. So, yeah, you're going to toss it out because you don't want to face what you have to face. All right, so look, with all that's been going on, the ones that are going to be battling this out, which is why it's a two-pronged approach, and I'm going to address what December 8th meant, what December 14th means, and what's this whole deal about January 6th coming up, because the mainstream media is trying to keep it from you, and the panic has been starting with has been increasing with the Democrats. I just want you to remember this one thing. Kamala Harris has not vacated her Senate seat. Just keep that in mind, okay? All right, so let's proceed. The court cases, the court battles, and what about all these state house hearings that nobody's really hearing about? It's a two-pronged approach because the lawsuits are one thing that are being brought forward before the judges, and we know they're going to keep tossing them out, for which is why it's trying to get expedited to go up the ladder, the federal, it's called the lower courts. The lower courts to the appellate court, to the state Supreme Court, to eventually, to the United States Supreme Court. That's the order, and it has to kind of flow that way. So every time these guys at the lower levels keep tossing it out, it's just a rung in the ladder to get to the United States Supreme Court. So that's one thing. The other one is the state legislators that had the power to recall their authority to choose the electors, not the certification of the vote by the Secretary of State. Too many of them have been compromised, so state legislators needed to meet up to convene to have their power taken back so that they can choose the electors, and they could have still done that up until December 8th. And the safe harbor deadline has ended in some cases, so a lot of these states that have already certified and recertified to vote after recount, that ship has kind of sailed in that case for some state legislators. In the case of Arizona, they actually did challenge. So technically, that safe harbor deadline is being pushed out. And in the case of all these irregularities that have been happening in other states, that safe harbor then doesn't mean anything anymore. That was an arbitrary deadline that was placed there if there were any legal disputes to be settled by then. And they haven't been settled. So therefore, some of these states still can recall their state electors. But even though these are Republican-controlled state senates, and you'll probably hear that, even the Republican-controlled state senates are not helping Trump in this case. I don't even want to hear the thing. There's not enough voter fraud allegations to overturn the election. See, this is the chain of how I went. The cleanest election that's ever been. There's no such thing as fraud. Hasn't happened. Nothing here. Nothing to see here. All the evidence of the contrary. But that's what they're telling you. Now they're saying there's not enough evidence of voter fraud to overturn the election. Also, you admit there's fraud. Mm-hmm. And then the whole Georgia video thing that I covered last week, that didn't just... It's like they had the alibi ready, and it only made it worse for them because of how stupid the alibi was. It's like, oh, no one told the poll workers to go home. No, of course not. Well, then why did every single news station report from the local and the national say they're stopping at 10:30 because of a pipe burst, they're evacuating the stadium, and they're going to pick up the recount in the morning? So the video, which shows that they didn't stop counting, they kept counting, proves that they lied. So we didn't tell anybody to go home. 10:30 p.m. They're being told to leave right now because there's a water main burst. Yeah, nice one. Nice one. Congratulations. You can't undo the internet. Okay, so the deadline stuff. A lot of people are making hay about Justice Alito tossing out the case for the Pennsylvania Supreme Court, because that was a case that actually went in the favor of the sitting congressman that is losing out, and also the one that ran for Congress that lost out, that was challenging the election law changes in Pennsylvania. The lower court threw it out immediately because of an Obama appointee. The second one, the appellate court or the appeals court, actually said, you know what, this is a solid case, don't certify the election. It has to be reviewed because based on the merit, just the very thing they're bringing up, that alone is enough to rule in their favor. But we need to investigate this. And the Secretary of State of Pennsylvania, who was on the ballot for re-election, bypassed the appellate court, went straight to the Supreme Court of the state and got it overturned because 5 out of the 7 justices that sit on that Supreme Court are all left-wing liberals, left-wing radicals. Okay, it's redundant. So no surprise there, but he just superseded that, which is why Mike Kelly, and you probably heard that Ted Cruz was going to be involved in this if the Supreme Court had heard it, they appealed to Judge Alito to look at this, and Judge Alito gave the courts until Tuesday, December 8th, the safe harbor deadline, to look at this before they decide to look at it or not. So they were supposed to decide today, the United States Supreme Court, if they were going to take it or not. And then it's like, oh, Justice Alito denied it. Unanimous, 9-0. They said, we're not going to look at this. That's where the media is wrong. They didn't say they were going to look at it. It's because the request that was being made by the Republican team brought forth said, because we're asking for this case to be looked at, we're requesting an emergency injunction to not certify the election. So the Supreme Court says, we're not going to give you the injunction relief, but we are going to listen to the case. Wow, that is different than saying, oh, we tossed it out, 9-0, we're not going to look at this. That's the problem with the media today. That's how they keep lying to you. It's not a headline, folks. If you just read a headline, you are ignorant. You're misinformed. That's why you got to dive deep on this. And that way, when things happen, you don't know why they happen, because all you read is a stupid headline or a tweet. You gotta dive deep into what this all means. It's like saying that movie, you know everything about it because you saw the trailer. No, but if you studied the movie enough during post-production, pre-production, maybe even during production, you might have an idea what that movie's like. But you didn't do all of that. So you don't know what to expect. You're just judging it based off a trailer. And the trailer could look good or it could look bad. And that's how you judge it already. That's the whole point of marketing. That's what all these headline things are. There's a war of misinformation going on. So this safe harbor deadline was December 8th. An arbitrary date that really ultimately meant nothing because nothing was resolved. It was just a bunch of judges like, don't want to look at it. It's like something here, but not enough time. State legislators having to meet, not meet. It's like, well, we're on recess, you know. We're not going to come back until like Christmas. It's like, you lazy bastards. What the hell are you getting paid for? So here is the big deal for why you've been hearing that even the Republican state houses are not supporting Trump and all this. Nope, that's not exactly it. Because it's all summarized by what the Georgia state house said. Because this was from December 7th that President Trump spoke with the Georgia state speaker, David Ralston, and Speaker Pro Tem Jan Jones on endorsing a special session. And the reason they did it, now, it's not entirely here in this article that I'm reading. This one's just the breaking news that Trump did speak to them. Behind the scenes, this is what they said. We can't do this. We cannot recall this election. or Atlanta will be burned to the ground. That's exactly it. Nobody brought it up because they were scared of the Trump supporters doing this. Trump supporters are out there protesting, doing rallies. You don't see them destroying anything. You hear about them getting into fights with anti-Trump protesters or Antifa or BLM that are showing up to try to just be anti-protest when they're actually out there to antagonize, beat up people, and then violence happens. And you wonder why it happens. Okay. All these cities boarded up before the election because they were afraid of what the leftist radicals were going to do. So the Georgia State House summarized it for why all these other wimps in the Republican side haven't done anything about it. Because they know what's going to happen. And the media wants it to happen. They have set up a powder keg and just waiting for the match to strike. Which is why some judges probably won't look at it. And why others, they're just completely corrupt. Legislating from the bench. They don't care about the Constitution. They never did. So, with that being said, December 8th has come and gone. The next one up is December 14th, which is the Electoral College vote. That doesn't mean that's where it ends either, which is why the election is going to keep going, going, going. The date that technically a president-elect is selected is January 6th. So, sorry, folks, the election's going to keep on going until something gives. And January 6th was not something made up by the Trump campaign. It was set by the United States Supreme Court. And if you really want to call just conservative justice, you really want to and to use facts against your feelings, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, that you probably were worshiping before she passed away, like, oh my gosh, now she's gone. You didn't even know who she was before this year. But you heard about her this year just because you thought that she was someone that championed your perspective if you're on that side of the political aisle. She's the one that was talking about this year about January 6th being an important date. And she brought that up during the Bush versus Gore thing. So, yeah, this is going to keep on. Like I said, this is going to even go into the next year. I had said that. And I'm not surprised. That's why the Monday's episode was things are going according to plan. Because that's what's being expected. We knew that there's justices that don't want to look at it. We knew that there's other justices that are legislating from the bench. We knew this had to land at the feet of the United States Supreme Court. And with the United States Supreme Court, the predominant being conservative numbers there, this should be enough votes to have the balls to look at what is going on. Because it is in your face, video recording, bunch of hacking, a bunch of raids that have been happening at properties, particularly out of the country too, with all this stuff going on, and they're trying to tell you nothing to see here. Of course the media is going to say that. They haven't been telling you the truth for the longest time. Why are they going to start now? Do not let the television screen lie to you. I recently watched V for Vendetta again and how eerily familiar all that stuff is to what is happening now. Alan Moore is an excellent writer. And I'm going to dive deep into that in a up and coming The Critic Corner episode. So stay tuned for that for Yules Even Off the Record. The thing about these artists and left-wing radicals is that they always paint that to be the Christians that would put like a totalitarian government, silence free speech, and persecute those that they do not agree with or not adhere to a lifestyle that they demand. The only ones that have done that in this country have been the leftists. So just pointing that out there. Political correctness, cancel culture, and now with well, I gotta be careful with these words actually. This video might be taken down just because of that. So I'm not gonna say any more on this episode, even though this is my show, I could do whatever I want. But where I'm posting this, I could get striked for it. So I'm not gonna dive into that one on this one because I'm talking about the election itself. So boom, that's enough to get me off YouTube too. Anyway, that's it. That's what I wanted to get to. The court cases, they continue. The next big date is December 14th, but what's going on now, and everything that's going on now, and all the evidence that's coming to light, I will go over on Election Groundhog Day Part 6 and tell you what to expect by then for next week, if and when these events play out the way they're looking like they're gonna play out. So, yeah. I don't wanna talk about something else anymore. That's it for this one. I'll see you on the next episode of Off the Record.